on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Victorian Form Preview on one of the big provincial meetings here in Victoria, and that is Geelong Cup Day. Bet365 Geelong Cup Day. The sun is shining, a beautiful afternoon expected. Jimmy Dalton has the track looking a picture from what I've seen on social media, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Jimmy. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Michael. Going well. How are you?
Very well indeed. Sadly, we can't be there in person, but everything else looks like it is in perfect condition for Geelong Cup Day today. How is the track?
Yeah, the track's really good. Yeah, we do sort of take pride in our facilities and the tracks, and we do wish that everyone was here, but we still present it the same. So, yeah, track's come up great. We're on a good four today. Penetrometer's 5.48. Obviously, back to the true for the biggest day of the year for us, and we've just been blessed with 36 mil of rain last weekend, and it's just coming beautifully to the fore today. So looking forward to a great day.
It is going to be a warmish day today. Is there a chance we could get an upgrade?
Look, there is a chance, but the way it presents right now, it's nearly sort of touching the soft five from the penetrometers and my track gallop this morning. So it just depends on how much sun and wind does get up. But I'd say it'd be four for most, if not all, of the day.
All right. Any wind predicted throughout the day to play any factor?
Yeah, we've got an easterly blowing in, which comes up to about 20 kilometres an hour. It doesn't play a lot of factor. It's sort of a crosswind in both the back and front straight, so it's not like a head-on or tail or anything like that. So I don't think it'll play a massive factor.
Well, I'd be expecting that you can lead, you can come from behind. It should be a pretty fair day for everyone.
Look, it should be, yeah. We've had a three-week gap since we raced last, and look, it presents in great order. It's a perfect time of the year, and we have had help from upstairs with the rainfall, and irrigation hasn't been required because of that, so it's been really the perfect build-up for us.
Got any local mail today?
I don't have much at all, sorry. No, we don't have anything in the cup locally, sorry, but look, the O'Brien horse in the Derby trial, Grinzinger King, I don't mind it, but that's not... put your house on it sort of stuff.
All right, we'll just have a little something on it. Good luck today, Jimmy.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
About to have a chat to Paul Brusker. I wonder if Dean Lester's got to put your house on it type of selection today. How are you, Dino?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Michael. Probably depends what Paul says in the next few minutes, maybe. looking forward to the day, though. Yeah.
It's always a great day, Geelong Cup Day, and it looks a pretty short price favourite we're going to get in the Cup today with Trailie Rose as well. It looks a good race for her, doesn't it, Dane?
It does. She's got the right, you'd think, the right credentials to win a race like that, and all being well, on towards the Melbourne Cup for a race for her, the way she's been going.
All right, well, let's have a chat to Paul because it sounds like Dino's pretty confident today with your runner, Paul. So no pressure. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you, man?
Yeah, very well indeed. And you can see why Dean's keen on Vitruvius in race two, because only lightly raced this Son of Star Witness, and he's been putting the writing on the wall. Really good run at Ballarat last start.
Yeah, look, he's trained on. I haven't had to do much with him since, just sort of let him tick over. I feel he's a natural staying type, so, it'll answer a few questions today. He's quite soft in the hands, still, so gate 12, I don't see an issue, Brett, till find a spot and put him to sleep, and hopefully he's there late,
Well, I was going to say, is it just sit three wide, just midfield or behind midfield? Is that how you see it today?
Yeah, look, you think that way because he's, like I said, he's quite soft on the bridle still. So it gives the rider every chance to just balance them up, doesn't it,
1,700 looks like it will suit. What type of overall... thoughts on his ability do you have? Do you think this is a galloper that you think will progress to better class?
Yeah, look, obviously he's sort of shown a bit from day one, and I think once we get out to the 2,000, he'll really show up, and hopefully we've got another one that can chase a couple of black types,
So do you tell Dean to put one of his houses on it today?
Just put the front porch on.
good on you, Paul. I see you got one at Narracourt as well. Should we have something there?
Yeah, look, I'm grasping at straws there. He's sort of hasn't come back. Just had a few things not go right and been a bit tricky. So dropping grade, and there looks to be a bit of tempo there, a bit of a gear change. So yes, really, but horse is in good shape.
All right, at 6 Celsius Day, race number 4. Good luck today, Paul.
So easy, man. Bye.
Paul Pruska, put the front porch on, Dino. Have you got a front porch?
No, but that'd be good, Michael, because at $4 we can get 4 of them, so that's probably half a house now, so that'll do.
Exactly. One for each side. Excellent. All right. Well, let's get into the first race at Geelong today. It is a big card. We love Geelong Cup Day. And the market in this first race, if I can get the tab app to update, I will give you in 1 second. It is a benchmark 70, and this is over 2,400 metres. We can take out 3 and 13. Noble Heights is the $3.30 favourite. Point Nepean's an interesting runner first up, $3.70. And then we're out to Chains of Honour at $5. Grey Khan at $6 as well. This morning, Noble Heights has been $3.20 at the $3.30, and Point Nepean pretty solid around the $3.70 mark.
Yeah, it is a very interesting race. And heard Dave Eustace earlier talk about Chains of Honour being a good chance, and I think he is. I think this horse has been going well in Sydney. He's had the 4 runs back. The first 2 runs was too short for him, and he went from 1,500 to 2,400 and ran really well. And then last start, probably had every chance, but it was a pretty solidly run race, and he had 61 kilos and gave a couple of kilos to the winner. I think fifth up, he's probably ready to go with the claim for Josh Richards. But the big query is Point Nepean. Was a really determined win on debut at Navan, and then in the stakes race at Roscommon, he looked as though he was going to drop out and be well and truly beaten. But he was only beaten 5 lengths, and it wasn't a bad run. And he looks pretty well placed here. First run for the Macedon Lodge team. Nobel Heights, he can probably win. He's had the 2 runs back. His effort at Mornington was sound beyond Herman Hess. Herman Hess really ran away from him late. He did run 3rd in the South Australian Derby, so you'd think that's a reasonable form reference in this distance range. And Grey Khan, Titani Chapman rides this horse really well. She keeps it simple. She just lets him roll along, get into a good rhythm. And at Geelong, he's won 4 of 8, so 2 or 3 at the distance. So he really does love Geelong. He'll give a good sight for a long way. But I think 4 and 10 are the key runners. 4, 10, 7, and 2.
4, 10, 7, and 2 in the first. Race number 2, this is a benchmark 70 over 1,700. In this race, the scratching is number 11. Vitruvius is the favourite. Brett Preble for Paul Pruska at $3.90. Culp at $5. Predatoire at $7. Highland Jack at $8. Then we're out to Mr. Cancun at $8 as well. So it sounds like you're pretty keen on this lightly raced progressive middle distance galloper here, Dino.
Yeah, it'll probably all come down to the first couple of 100 metres, Michael. It's a short run to the first turn at the 1,700 metre start at Geelong. I didn't think there was a lot of speed, and I was thinking up in trip, Brett Preble might avail himself of rolling forward here. He's got Million Dollar Bill, who's drawn 9 just inside him, and I wondered if he'd come across with him. But we'll find out in the run. But I think he's the horse with the most upside for mine. I thought his run last start was terrific at Ballarat, and I'm with him to beat 13 Pillow, who might need further now, but I just think probably lands midfield, gets a good run, and both runs this time in have been solid. 5 Influential Jack probably won't be improving at this stage of his campaign, but from barrier 4, he's going to land in the right spot, get a lovely run, and be somewhere thereabouts in the finish. And you probably say the same about number 7, Mr. Cancun, who said the 4 runs back. He's ticking over okay without looking like an absolute winner, but again, lands in a good spot and will be competitive. But I think if Vitruvius has any luck from the draw, he's the horse I want to be with today and going forward. I think when you hear a trainer, when it's in the benchmark 70, saying he's hoping it's a stakes grade, it's a pretty good lead. 12, 13, 5, and 7.
12, 13, 5, and 7. Gee, Culp's been disappointing, Dino. He's dropping back in distance here today. What do you make of Culp?
Oh, I think horses that win their first couple of starts just get a bit overrated. And he was spectacular sort of winning at Balaclava, and he ran really well one day at Flemington, and he's won at Flemington. I think a lot of the time, for a horse that is a big horse that needs room, it's remarkable how many times he's drawn barrier 1, and he's done it again today. I just don't know if that absolutely suits him. I don't know if he stayed at his last run at the 2,500. So I think probably 2,000 metres Flemington drawn out is his sweet spot, but he just doesn't get it too often.
Yeah, well, he's second favourite here today, but pretty keen on the favourite Vitruvius. And you're happy with that $3.90 price?
Yeah, I think you're that price because of the draw, but I think there's a real chance Brett Prebble could take that out of the equation very quickly. So, happy to be with him.
All right, race number three. This is a 64 over 1,400 metres. Take out 4, 10, 14, 18, 19 and 20. Redwood Shadow first up's the favourite at $4.80. Coley at $5. Part-time Love at $5.50. Derives at $8.50. More Wanted at $9. And then Confrontational, give him strength. He's at $10. I heard Jason this morning and, geez, confident, Confrontational, $10. This is what he had to say.
I think the horse is much sharper in his work now. He's a gelding.
Okay.
And we've added the blinkers, and last start he sprinted very well with the 62 on his back off a sit and sprint, which is not really his go. So I think the horse is going much better than he's obviously going much better than he went last prep, because last prep was a cold, he wasn't really concentrating. So, he's going super.
Yeah, he was stiff first up, Dino, and the form line out of that race is good. Part-time Lover comes out of that race. For Confrontational, my only little concern is being drawn so close to the fence, he might get cluttered up. What's the speed look like in this race?
Yeah, I think it's a valid point, Michael, and he's staying at 1,400, even if he is a bit sharper. I do think he's got a couple that'll keep him off the rail. Coley and Spare Change probably race in a similar spot to him. So I think three wide midfield you'd aim up for. An Elite Drake, Ultimate Edition, More Wanted are going to be on-pace runners. So speed will be okay. I think, as you said, the form around him is very good, and I think he's got a legitimate chance. But I'm going with number 12, and that is Part-Time Lover, who comes with the same reference. I just thought he'd be in front of Confrontational in the run, and I think the key to Part-Time Lover is she's drawn, she's got a dry track, and I'm with her to beat 7, Coley, whose win last start was good. Confrontational, of course, won this day last year, and I think that first up run suggests he's going well, whether he just needs 1,600 now too, but he's next best, and 8, Ultimate Edition. This was the day his sort of career unravelled a bit when he went way too hard in the Derby trial or the Geelong Classic. He's a talent. I think this is his go. 14, maybe 1,600 at the most. Fitter for one run in, he might be next best. But low confidence race for me, Michael, but going with Part-Time Lover. 12, 7, 2 and 8.
12, 7, 2 and 8. And Redwood Shadow, who's the favourite, is he in consideration even though he's left out of your numbers?
I put him in the early quaddie. He's the other one I'd consider, but he'd probably have to come from near last, first up from the wide draw. But he is a talent, and he will be strong late. But, if you're going wider, and I do think this is probably the hardest race of the day, he's the other one I'd put in the early quaddie.
Race number four is a 64 over 1,100 metres. Take out 2, 7, 10, 14 and 17. Unanimous is the $3.80 favourite. Impressive Lass at $4.20. Bit of a push from Philip Stokes earlier. And then we're out to Frizen at $7. And Castile's an interesting runner here, first up at $7.50. Who do you like here, Dino?
I'm going to go with Frizen. I think the key to this horse is being fresh. It's had the little break, only about 8 or 9 weeks. But dry track, good draw, top jockey, speed from the outside of it. I think Frizen lands in a reasonable spot, and in it's probably the other really even and open race of the day. I think Frizen's got a good chance. Unanimous, two runs in have been sound and will be very competitive. 11, Impressive Lass, first run for Philip Stokes, formerly with Claire Cunningham. Probably goes forward from the draw and can run a race. And 13, Castile, the three-year-old, taking on the older horses, but showed promise last time in. 6, 8, 11 and 13.
6, 8, 11 and 13 in race number four. The first of the features is the Hamilton Group Dual Choice Plate. This is over 1,200 metres, and the scratching is number two. Cristani for Pat Carey is the $3.10 favourite. River Twain, $3.90. Litre, $7.50. And then we're out to Red Snap at $7.50. And Vongole at $8.50. Who do you like in the dual choice?
I like Cristani. The run last start, I mean, for all to see, that form through Dirty Thoughts is a terrific form reference. And I thought last start probably got too far back and ran really well. here should be able to race right on the speed, and I think that's when Crestani's absolutely at his best. So I'm thinking he's the one to beat. I think the value runner's Mississippi, number 10. Jason Warren also gave this one a pretty good push this morning. She trialled really well at Balnarring last week and had the blinkers on and looked sharp and ready to go. And I think she's got a terrific chance. One first up for the stable last campaign. Eight Platini has had two jump outs at Flemington in recent weeks and looks to be going okay. One was on the synthetic and then the most recent on the turf was okay and just draws for a beautiful run. And Red Snap, first up from a spell, he's really well weighted. He had a great winter campaign. My one worry is he might be just a wet tracker. We'll find out more today. His runs on dry ground were early in his career, so maybe he was still learning, but we'll find out today whether he's just better on softer ground. But I think 6 and 10 are the key runners. 6, 10, 8 and 9.
6, 10, 8 and 9. Crestani, $3.10. Mississippi, $8.50. A good price in race number 5. So that's 5 races down on Bet365 Geelong Cup Day. We'll take a break. Come back with the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Geelong Cup Day Victorian Form Preview. It is a huge day at Geelong, and we're up to the first leg of the quaddie, which is the Geelong Classic, a lead into the Penfolds Victoria Derby. In this race, they all go round. It's over 2,200 metres, and it is an open affair. Grinzinger King is favourite for Johnny Allen and Danny O'Brien at $4.40. Tutukaka, $5. King of Pharaohs, $5. Character, $6. Then the South Aussie Max Fire at $6.50. Fear the X is the next in the market at $13. Always a tricky race, Dean, because these horses are having their first attempt at 2,200 metres. Overall, what do you see the depth of today's Geelong Classic like?
There's a couple of horses I'm quite keen on going forward. I think they're not hopeless going towards the Derby by any means. They've got the pedigree and a bit of a run style that would suggest that they would handle it. It's very interesting, Michael, that we've got, of the 11 runners, we've got three of them in blinkers first time going up in distance, two of them with the visors on. So there's been a few gear changes, and often blinkers are one to fire horses up, and yet we're going up in trips. So it's I think it's a really interesting race. The two I've settled on are King of Pharaohs and Character. I think King of Pharaohs comes through a lower form line, if you like, but his win at Coleraine, he won by 9 lengths, and he won by 9 lengths because they went so hard that it became an absolute staying test, and he just showed how strong he was. And then at Ballarat again, against the older horses, Mystery Island went along at a good speed, and it was a real race of attrition, and he was there right to the end, and just get the feeling he might have waited a little bit for the horse that got him right on the line, hence he's got the visors on first time. So I think he's had a really good grounding for this race. I'm going with him to beat Character, who I thought ran well in the Superimpose. I thought his win at Cranbourne was excellent, and he had to back up fairly quickly into the Superimpose. I like that he's had now the 18 days between runs. He'll make his own luck up on the speed. He's the son of Teofilo, so he's got the pedigree to run this sort of trip. Tutukaka was okay in the Exford Plate. Then the blinkers went on. He was too keen last start. I think with the blinkers off, the winkers going back on, a quieter ride, he can improve. He's always looked like a Derby style of horse. And Grinzinger King, a little bit surprised he's come up favourite. I can understand he's a legitimate chance. He's lightly raced. He's with the Danny O'Brien yard, and he certainly looks as though staying will be his caper. He ran well in the Gundeck race, but that was a very leader-dominated race, and he wasn't that far off the speed. And I don't know if that's the absolute form line for a race like this. Having said that, he'll get a good run, and he might be improving. 5, 4, 1, and 6.
5, 4, 1, and 6 in the Roderick Insurance Geelong Classic today. Race number 7 is the Bet365 Geelong Cup. We can take out number 9, The Good Fight. Gee, there's been a shift in the market here. Trailie Rose was $1.80 this morning. She's now at $2.30. Hustler War, $6.50. Defibrillate, $7. Knight's Order, around about $11. So they've recalibrated the market. Is that more like what her real price should be, $2.30, Trailie Rose?
I think so. I think that's certainly about right. And she is the one to beat. There's no doubt about that. All three runs have been great. She ran well behind Nonconformist in the Naturalism. She ran well behind Grand Promenade. And this is her chance to break through for a win. In saying that, I think Defibrillate's been racing without luck. I think he should have beaten Floating Artist at Flemington. I don't think the Valley suited him. And then he just got cluttered up on the inside and Herbert Power. So he can run really well. And Hustle of War comes through the Herbert Power. And I didn't know if Caulfield would really suit him, but he ran well. He was on a fairly quick backup. And now I think getting to the Geelong Cup on a big track, he's really well suited. I think they're the three winning chances. Next best, Bartholomew Diaz. He'll need patient ride. He likes to just come at them late. Jai McNeil aboard. Of course, Jai won the cup last year on Steel Prince. He'll give him the right ride and look for him to be closing late. But yeah, I think Charlie Rose gets a chance to win and you know, be some sort of contender in the Melbourne Cup. 8-2, 14-12.
8-2, 14-12. Charlie Rose to win the Bet365 Geelong Cup. We then go to the Bennett Racing Black Pearl Stakes over 1,200 metres. And this race take out 11-14. Howymantic. It looks a good race for Howymantic. Second up, $3. There's been good money for Rainbill. $6.50 into $4.40 today. And it is the second favourite. Best Stone at $8 and Energy Within at $10. So the market's really got this focused in on the top two favourites, Howymantic and Rainbill, Dino.
Yeah, I'm certainly in agreement with one of those, Michael, and that is Howymantic. I thought off her first up run at 1,000 metres, where she went really well in running third. That was behind Esther LaRocca, 1,000 metre specialist. Bless her, ran second. Bless her, ran really well on Saturday in the Alinghi. And Howymantic was closing off well. She gets to 1,200 metres. 1,200 metres is where, you know, she's run second in the Hariba Stakes and she's got a win in the Kevin Hayes Stakes to her credit. And Jai McNeil hasn't done a lot of riding on her in recent times, but he's got a great record on her. He's won, I think, maybe three or four races. So they rejoin here and I think she'll be very hard to beat from 13 Energy Within. Absolutely flying for the Tom Dabenig Yard. It was a big win at, or both the wins at Mornington have been tremendous. And whilst this is a little bit harder, she can measure up. She's going very well. Number eight, and that is Best Stone. John Thompson's won this race previously, and I think Best Stone's well suited. She was big odds in the Rose of Kingston and probably didn't deserve to be 100-1 in that race, but ran really well. And back to 1,200 metres, she's had eight goes at 1,200 for four wins and three placings. So she's going to be somewhere in the finish again. And Rainbill, challenge for her is the wide draw, but she ran well behind Lombardo in very quick time at the Valley. And she's a good mare, scratch from Saturday for this. She's well up to this grade. It just comes down to how she overcomes that barrier draw early in the race. 3, 13, 8 and 10.
3, 13, 8 and 10 in race number 8, the Black Pearl Stakes. And the last of 9, it jumps at $5.20. It jumps at $5.20 this afternoon. I'd like to find a $5.20 winner in the last. We can take out 12, 16 and 17. Love Sensations, $4.80. Typhoon Harmony is also $4.80. And then we're out to $5.50. Fifth position. It looks a tricky way to end the meeting.
Yeah, I can't find $5.20, Michael. I might find $8 for you, though. Legend of Zorro for me. I think this horse has come up really well. First up run was good. Second up run in an outstanding form race behind Cirilio Miss. The form second through to where she ran, or he ran in eighth, has been good. The ninth horse was Mimi's Award, ran terrific at Caulfield on Saturday. So I just think from the draw, Legend of Zorro will get a great run, and at around the $8 is each way value to beat 15 Typhoon Harmony. I had a doubt on this horse running 1500, but given a sweet ride at Mornington by Jai McNeil, got the money there and ran the 1500 strongly, and there's good speed here. Should blend into the race well and run well again. 14 Blue Ocean, horse I've always had time for. I thought his recent trial at Pakenham was terrific. Benny Allen's won on the horse. He takes the ride. And 13 Love Sensation, down in grade on recent runs and drawn for a good run. Of course, this is the qualifier for the $500,000 race on Oaks Day. Mm. So it's a much sought after prize. First and second get exempt from the ballot. I'm suggesting it might be Legend of Zorro and Typhoon Harmony. 8, 15, 14 and 13.
8, 15, 14 and 13. Nice value play to end the day. What is the best way to play Cup Day?
I like Vitruvius as the best. Michael, race 2, number 12. Best value is the last. Race 9, number 8, Legend of Zorro. The Quaddy, the first leg, 1, 4, 5, 6. Second leg, 2, 8, 14. Third leg, 3, 8, 10, 13. Come home on 8, 13, 14 and 15. Player of the day for me is a Parlay 2-3. It's for the win. Race 2, number 12, Vitruvius, a win. Race 8, number 3, Howamantic, and a win and a place. Race 9, number 8, Legend of Zorro.
Good on you, Dino. Enjoy Geelong Cup Day.
Terrific. Thanks, Michael.